Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking the Magic. You're listening to episode number 408. Grab a snack again because Bruce and I have a fun show for you today, all about food inside Disney's Hollywood Studios.
We don't often talk about the food over at Hollywood Studios, but today we are.
We're going to list the 10 quick service bites to eat inside Disney's Hollywood Studios, and I'm excited because I love food.
Yeah, that's right. We just recently did a video over on our YouTube channel as well, the best sit-down restaurants. And listen, these lists are our favorites. We're not going to list out every single place to get something to eat because there's a whole lot of places and everybody's is individual. These are the places that our family likes to go. And we're going to tell you why. And if you want to check them out, great. Do it.
I think we don't really talk a lot about quick service options in Hollywood Studios, mainly because we often say we love their sit-down dining options. It's houses, one of our favorites, Sci-Fi Dine and Theater, and also the Primetime Cafe. It's two of our favorite restaurants. So we're usually not able to eat at quick service when we're here. However, availability at these restaurants can be limited. So it's nice to talk about these lists of must-eats while on the go, because sometimes you have to plan accordingly.
We've also generally gone to Hollywood Studios after Epcot, and you need like a detox.
That's true.
You need what do they call it when you don't eat for like 48 hours?
Like a cleanse or something.
Yeah, I need to fast myself after going to Epcot for 48 hours because I've eaten so much.
What's that like? I don't know what that's like.
Fasting?
Or any of that, what you're talking about. I love to eat and I'm all for the food.
I'm fasting, you're weird?
Yes, that's right.
It's our new logo.
All right, number 10 is going to surprise you. Bruce, I put this on the list. I hope you didn't see it yet, and I hope you don't give me much grief for it because I actually really like it. And number 10, let me just say, it's not what you think. This is Pizza Rizzo, but it's not the pizza.
Hold on. If it was the pizza, this episode would be over. The show would be canceled. You would be out of here. And it would be in.
That's right. I know how it is. I wish it was called Pizza and Subs Rizzo because I actually really love their subs, their meatball subs. Our oldest actually loves their plant-based sausage and pepper subs. And it comes with a Caesar salad. And it's just, to me, it's a fun spot to eat a good quick meal and go on about your day.
Yeah, listen, it's got air conditioning as well. It's pretty cool in there. And it's in the nice Muppets courtyard, which is often a place where there's not a whole lot of people hanging out.
I think that's also why I love about it, right? It's an easy place to get some food. It's not overly crowded. It's not usually a super long line. So it's quick and easy.
I don't know if I can comment on this at all.
I know.
Because I feel like my reputation is on the line here. And I don't know if I can put audio out into the world supporting anything Pizza Rizzo. I have to think about that for a second.
I saw you enjoy half of my sandwich, my sub, and you like digging into that Caesar salad. Plus, they have a pizza cookie.
Hold on. There's levels to hunger, though.
That's true.
So when you're the hungry, I don't know if anybody else does this, but I'm a grown child.
Yeah.
So when you put a plate of food, I know I have to eat my vegetables.
Right.
But I generally eat the worst thing first, and then the thing I am looking forward to eating the most, I save that till the end. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what happened to me here.
Okay, sure.
How was that Pizza Rizzo with you? I haven't eaten anything all day. I'm starving. And, you know, food tends to taste a little bit better when you're hungry. So I think I did what I did with my plate. I ate the worst thing first, which was Pizza Rizzo.
Okay, fine. Whatever. It made it on the bottom of the list. Are you happy about that?
How many things are on this list? 10?
There's 10. Well, and listen, there's not a whole lot. There's not a whole lot at Hollywood Studios. But honestly, if you said, hey, what do you want to eat? We're going to Pizza Rizzo and getting a sub. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't like the pizza, but I like the sub.
Yeah, I can't put myself on audio out into the world saying I agree with that. So I can't do it. But listen, Bob Iger replied to our tweet or liked one of our tweets saying that I could help him with pizza. So let's go, Bob. I know you had an earnings call recently. Let's get this show on the road here.
Let's go. All right. Moving quickly on to number 9. This is just for our youngest. I have to mention it because I said, gee, what's your favorite thing to eat at Hollywood Studios? Like a quick snack or whatever. And she goes, glazed almonds.
Glazed almonds is the greatest snack for sneaking into things that aren't supposed to be food on.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sure. But
hold on. Let me refresh that. Okay. What I was trying to say there before my brain went to food.
Yeah.
Is saying the glazed almonds is such an easy snack to sneak into places.
Uh-huh.
Kind of legally.
Right.
Because it just goes in your pocket, right? So you're not necessarily sneaking a meatball sub into the Muppets Theater because that's frowned upon. But I can put the glazed almonds in my pocket.
Sealed and shut.
And accidentally, on purpose, maliciously slip my hand into my pocket and eat an almond mid-show.
Sure. G said it to me as if there was a, like, she was like, without a doubt, what are you talking about? Like, that's something that I discovered. To me, it's a little grown up of her to like to even consider an almond as a snack. And the fact that she realized these are so delicious, it's like she beelines it to the cart, right? It's right next to the Hollywood Brown Derby or across from Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. And it's now she just beelines it right there.
You know what? I became a cool dad, kind of.
Yeah.
In her eyes, I think. When I first got these glazed almonds, she kind of gave me the side eye.
Yeah.
It's like, you are officially an old man. You are going over and getting glazed almonds. Like, that's the look she gave me without saying anything.
That side eye, I have a picture of us in Disneyland with a side eye. Somebody captured it, the photo.
Yeah, I could feel it. I felt it in the back of my head as I was getting these almonds. But I finally, after three trips, convinced her to try one, after her not wanting to try one forever. And she finally gave me the look of approval. The first look of approval she's given me in at least 4.5 years.
Yeah, since the teenager years started.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? And she's like, you know what? I think I trust you, Dad. I think I trust your judgment.
Wow.
Finally, after the first time in 4.5 years that I approve of this message.
Wow, I'm impressed.
The message was, get the glazed almonds in Hollywood Studios.
So delicious. I know it's not, it's not like the biggest item. It's not something that's super popular, I think, but it's just really something that's so delicious and it's just funny to me that it's G's favorite now.
And it's one of those things, too, where you look at it, and it's kind of expensive for the amount you get. But how many glazed almonds can you really – that's a bad
– 100.
I know you can eat a lot. Okay. How many should you eat? That's what I should say.
Right. Gotcha.
And it's like the perfect snack. I'm telling you, if you ever need something – your dad used to always have stuff in his pocket.
My dad was the king of snacks. He would have snack. He would always wear a collared shirt with a front pocket. And most people would put, like – I don't know, pens in there or maybe a business card. His would always be like a snack.
Yeah, you'd be anywhere. You'd be in the car, at church, at a wedding, at a funeral. You're looking over at your dad. He's reaching into his pocket, grabbing something.
It was literally the best.
He taught me that. He was the original OG of sneaking things onto stuff. I'm like, wow, that's a great concept. Yeah. I should just put snacks in my pocket and sneak them into places. That's where the whole sneaking things onto attractions came from, you know?
The whole collared shirt thing.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Number 8. This is something that is definitely talked about a lot. It made it on the bottom of our list because I think it's something we normally think about when we're over in Disneyland or specifically California Adventure. But it's the Jack Jack's Num Num cookie at the market.
You got this last time, and I thought it was okay. I don't know. I didn't think it was as some of these things that you see on the on Instagrams.
Uh-huh.
They get way too hyped up.
Okay, that's fair.
Except Tonga Toast. Tonga Toast is not too hyped up, by the way.
Right.
But these things
get
overhyped. So you go into it with such high expectations that it doesn't necessarily live up to the hype all the time.
Well, I like it. I don't know. Maybe it's the name that gets me. I mean, how can you be negative when you hear the name Jack Jack's, right? They also have, what's really cool here, they have a pineapple coconut slushie. And I love slushies or slush or anything like that whenever I'm in the park. So that's something that's really fun for me. But again, it's the Jack Jack. It's going to be towards the bottom. It is, I think, something you should get. But if you're somebody that visits California Adventure a lot, you're probably just going to skip it.
See, this is one of those things that I have a hard time ordering.
I know you do.
Like, can I have a Jack Jack's Num Num cookie?
We always make you do it.
Excuse me. Like, I feel awkward ordering it.
Yeah. Well,
they need to have a code word.
Yeah.
Like a double J, double M, N?
Right.
I need that. Can I get the 2J, double N? We should call it that.
Right away, sir.
I'll take a 2J, double M. That sounds better than Jack Jack's Num Num cookie as a person like me ordering it.
That's already like socially awkward. I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
It's like there's too many adjectives and just too much.
Yeah, it's very.
Whereas for me, it makes me order it. Like I get happy.
See, I would just get the assorted chips next to it on the menu just so I don't have to say the word.
I'll have those over there.
I was going to get the Jack Jack Num Nums cookie, but I honestly, I kind of feel awkward. Could I just have the assorted chips, please?
Okay. All right. Number 7, Cuban sandwiches and or chicken strips. I know. Chicken fingers. You guys, sometimes you need a classic chicken finger, but this is at Backlot Express.
I think I talked about on the last episode too. The best thing you could ever do is tell your kids that the 4-strip combo meal comes with 3.
Yeah. Brilliant.
And you order for them, and then especially like us, we have 3 kids, so I get 3 strips without even them even knowing.
Brilliant, by the way.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Listen, strategy.
I got all the strategies.
No,
there.
You do.
You know?
I love it. But this class.
Double J, triple N.
Yep, that's right. So this is a quick service place. So you know what I forgot to do earlier was list the pros and cons of some of these places. I think it's important because even though we're sharing our list of our top 10, I think it's good to throw some negative in there so that everyone can decide whether or not you want to go to this place.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
This pro says join Club UTM.
Oh, that's right.
What does that mean?
That means support the team.
It's $5. It says it's only $5. Don't be cheap. Is that to me?
That's right.
Are you writing that to me?
I am.
Say, Bruce, order the Jack Jack Num Nums cookie so we can talk about it inside of Club UTM. It's our exclusive club, by the way. This is all a joke.
And also low expectations.
Yeah, you should have extremely low expectations. But if you want to hang out with us inside of our club, join, support the team. It means a lot to us. We have a nice Facebook community over there of amazing people and friends. And we do all kinds of extra podcast episodes and live shows and movie nights. And it's just a fun place to hang out if you want positivity and Disney and Universal talk. So clubutm.co if you want to join.
Perfect. I love how you slid that in there.
It really says join Club UTM as a pro right here on the list.
Nice. Well, Backlot Express, I think, again, with Hollywood Studios, there's not a whole bunch of places, but I love this Backlot Express. Specifically, I always get the pulled pork Cuban sandwich. It's good. It's kind of refreshing with the pickles in it. And to me, it's just like a nice way to fill myself up and then get going on the next attraction. But I think the biggest pro for this place is that it's a biggish restaurant and it's a really fun environment.
I get upset with people who make fun of places, you know, like the people who make fun of people who put pineapple on pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do I care what you put on your pizza? And what do I care what kind of restaurant you like or don't like?
That's true.
You know, if you like someplace and it gets a bad reputation, like Tony's Town Square, like who cares?
Yeah. Well, I think there's the positives to everything. And it just, that's the whole reason why I think there's so many places and outlets to get information from, because you just want to hear opinions, but then you have to decide from yourself.
Yeah, you have to go and test things out on your own. Everything that you see on the internet or hear in a podcast is just our opinion. So take it as some sort of small piece of advice. Have extremely low expectations.
Key.
And then go try it out for yourself.
All right, I got to say the cons for this place is that sometimes I go in and it smells like ketchup and I just can't do it. Love ketchup.
I don't recall it smelling like ketchup.
I'm very sensitive to smells.
Hold on a second. You say you're sensitive to smells.
Mm-hmm.
Can you not smell the horses on the monorail?
I cannot. I think maybe that is what it was when I was little, and I just flash back to childhood memories. I don't know what the deal is with that, but no, I don't smell horse. So
see, that's
sorry.
See, now your judgment is compromised.
Maybe. You're right. It might be. I'm sorry ahead of time, but what can I say? I'm just really sensitive to certain, like ketchup and mustard to me. I absolutely love ketchup and I enjoy it with my fries and everything, but I hate the smell of it. I can't stand the smell of it. And if I go into somewhere and that's all I can smell, the vinegar, the strong tomato, I'm out. It smells like, I think it goes back to like an old cafeteria and like, I just can't enjoy myself.
Now I got to go get let's pause this so I can go get a bottle of ketchup and see what it smells like. Because you know how sometimes smells bring back memories?
Yeah.
Like, I don't recall the Backlot Express smelling like ketchup.
Not always. That's the thing. So
but
I'm just saying sometimes.
Maybe if I open a bottle of ketchup, I close my eyes. I'm like, wow, I'm in the Backlot Express.
Maybe.
And like, let's bring in a horse.
Yeah, right.
And like, you sit on a horse and be like, wow, I'm in the monorail.
I'm in the monorail. I'm enjoying my life right now.
Low expectations. I smell horse. This must be the monorail.
Right. All right, number 6, the Buffalo Grilled Cheese Sandwiches or Salads at the ABC Commissary.
Now, I may get made fun of here, but I love the Buffalo Grilled Cheese Sandwich.
I think the ABC Commissary is just like this little hidden, I guess it's not really hidden, but it's just a gem, in my opinion.
It's the opposite of hidden. It's where everybody goes.
Well, I know the kids did say that. They're like, Mom, this place can be really busy, but we love it because it's like the perfect place to go and cool down.
Especially if it's not a super hot, muggy day, you can sit outside there.
Yeah, but I love the inside. I think this one gets ranked higher on at least my list just solely for the nice, cool air conditioned break. Like, it's just a really nice place to recharge after a long day in the heat, and the prices are decent and the food's good. I mean, it's sandwiches or salads. It's nothing, you know, out of this world. But the buffalo grilled cheese sandwich, though, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I got that last time we were there, and I thought that was really good.
You know what I just realized? We're putting out this episode, and I bet you Disney's going to change menu.
Oh, 100%.
They're going to do, like, tomorrow.
There's no doubt in my mind that this menu is going to change.
Right? So, whatever. Keep going, I guess. But, yes. So, wouldn't you agree that the pros, I think, for this list would be, it's just an easy place to go eat. It's not, you don't have to really overthink what you're going to have. It just kind of...
I think the pros are the location.
Yeah.
Because it's in an area where you often end up when you hungry. When you hungry.
Right.
Like, did I say that right?
I think so.
All right. And it's, I think it's got a, it doesn't have the most extensive menu. I'm looking at the menu right now, and it doesn't have the most extensive menu that you're ever going to find. But it does have something for everybody.
I really like their salads. I know that sounds kind of ridiculous. Like, you're in Walt Disney World, you're eating a salad. But sometimes you need a salad in between some of the sweets that you're getting throughout the day. It's like a nice little in-between break of, like, just cleaning your system or just feeling refreshed almost. Like, the salad makes me feel cool.
You know what I don't see on here?
What?
The all-beef hot dog.
That's right.
If you listened to last week's episode, you know that there's a lot of all-beef hot dogs out there.
On every place. There is in Hollywood Studios a place to get hot dogs, but I didn't put it on our list.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But there's not on this one.
That's right. Cons, I think that this restaurant, this quick service place can be very busy. I think you have to, at least in our experience, we've been lucky because we tend to eat on off times.
We do. And getting a table at this place can often be have the feeling of getting on the teacups.
Definitely.
Like, when they open that gate and all the, however many people are going on the teacups, the floodgates open and everybody's trying to run for one.
You just don't know where to go.
Is there anything better, on a sidetrack here, is there anything better than seeing a little kid's face of a little kid who successfully got a teacup for their family? And they look back to find everybody and they're like raising their hand. They're like, I got one.
They've been bumped up to team member, their team.
High five and everybody time. As they get the teacup. That's the best.
It really is. But yeah, there's nothing worse than holding your tray and not really knowing where to go. So I do suggest that you eat here, but you definitely eat off times. It doesn't have to be really wacky times, but just a little bit later than lunch, I think you'll be fine.
Don't get crazy, lady.
I'm sorry. Am I giving too many tips out away?
I mean, listen, I think you gave a little too many tips out here.
Okay.
Well, I think we should have put Pizza Rizzo's number one.
That's right.
We should have went, yes, it's 10 to 1, but like, one is our actual 10.
Am I crazy? I really love, like, the kids even said, it's a plant-based sausage and pepper sub at Pizza Rizzo, and it's so good.
Is that a trick question?
No, it's so good.
You started the question with, am I crazy? Like, there's nothing, that's a no-win scenario for me.
I like the theming of Pizza Rizzo. Like, it's just so cute. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll move on.
You are crazy, by the way, if you think Pizza Rizzo was good.
Are we done with ABC Commissary? What do you think?
I think you did a great job.
Okay. All right. Number 5, carrot cake whoopie pie, aka the carrot cake cookie. And this is at the Trolley Car Cafe. And this is a pretty decent-sized snack.
It is. It is a pretty decent-sized snack. Or for me, half a snack.
Right. But we've gotten this the last few times. It's a must get now. It's kind of like a tradition where we have to get that cookie at some point during the day. And sometimes I'll split it with the kids. They'll take a corner. Sometimes all you need is a little bit. But I love it. And I know a lot of people talk about this one, and I had to add it on our list. I would say the pros is a decent size snack. It's delicious. It's Instagrammable. The cons, it feels like a bit basic because you have to go. Basically, the Trolley Car Cafe, you guys, is just like a Starbucks.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I know. It bums me out a little bit because it's a nice Starbucks, and the cast members are amazing, and it's like a well-oiled machine, man. The Starbucks in Disney are just like another level.
Why can't they just call it something else so I feel like I'm not?
They do. It's outside. The trolley car cafe.
Yeah, but it's Starbucks.
True.
You know?
I think that's, yeah.
I guess they do call it something else. You're right. I should have listened to that part of the question there.
You should have. I wish you could get it like someplace else where it was like very much more exclusive, like the Num Num cookie or something, where you feel a little bit more like it's unique, even though, I mean, I haven't seen a carrot cake whoopie pie in my local Starbucks. Have you?
Well, no. Well, I don't go there.
Oh, okay. Well,
we have a local Starbucks?
We do. Oh. We have a few.
No, actually. I don't. I've never gone and seen if they did, I would probably get it.
Yeah.
This is reason number 482 why having low expectations is the key to life.
Well, I get it.
Because you walked over with this. Mm-hmm. I've heard of this many times because a lot of people talk about it. And I had no desire to try it.
I know.
And then you walked over with it, and I'm like, huh.
Looks good.
They fooled you. You just bought that, you silly girl.
Wait, you didn't like the way it looked?
I just thought, like, why would you get that of all things you can get to eat? Like, get something a little bit more unique.
Let me just tell you, too, it's not that expensive. So, by the way, I don't know if that's going to change your opinion at all.
No.
Keep going.
But you made me try it, and I thought it was really good.
It was really good.
I did like it.
It's delicious.
It sucked me in just like I didn't want it to.
I know. Is this like anything that's called carrot cake, like I think is like another level. Like I almost feel like I had to somewhat fib to the kids for them to try it the first time.
It's got a lot of sugar in there.
Yeah, it overcompensates with the carrots.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's so like fake carrot cake.
It was good.
There's no real carrots in there.
I got to tell you. I know I said that and we're specifically talking about just the carrot cake, but I got to just say, even though it's just a Starbucks, the trolley car cafe, it actually is a spot that we always go to because the Joffrey's here at Hollywood Studios. It's by the Tower of Terror. And the lines lately, holy cow, so long. I don't know what's going on, but it's just sometimes you just want a coffee and move on.
You know what, though? Last time we were there, the line wasn't super long. I don't know what time it was at. It must have been a really off time. But the line wasn't that long. The
really?
One there,
there's another one, too, right, next to...
Well, there's one down by the Tower of Terror.
Right.
And then there's one outside of Toy Story Land.
Yeah.
You walk out of Toy Story Land.
That one's usually not as busy.
Yeah, that's the one I went to, and it's pretty nice. And then there was an area over to the right where there was basically nothing.
I know.
And it's a great spot to just go sit on the ground and drink your Joffrey's. And I forget what I got there, but I got something that was tasty.
So good.
And I was like, I probably should take a picture of this. And then I'm like, I don't care right now.
I'm too hot. I found a nice shady spot. Yeah. Let me live right now.
I'm too sweaty to go into my pocket and get my phone out.
I think I did take a picture of you.
I think you did. I think I have a picture of, you sent it to me where I'm looking up at you and I'm just like, leave me alone.
Yeah, basically you were out.
I'm halfway done today.
And it was like 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right. Number four, the raspberry lunchbox tart at Woody's Lunchbox. I love it here.
You do?
I love it. Okay. Let me back it up because I don't want to get anybody to have too high of expectations, I guess. It is in a prime real estate area of Toy Story Land, and it's not very big. So, but I would say the pro is that it's just super fun and immersive, and the food presentation is just adorable.
Yeah, I think it's cute. I think this is the place where you really need to have really low expectations. Otherwise, it's going to not be exceeded.
Well, I don't know.
I don't like the outdoor seating there. I know that's the con there, which we're going to get to.
Yeah.
But I find it uncomfortable sitting there.
Yeah, I would say that to go backwards, it was saying, is just like don't have too high of expectations, but the food itself, it's fun. I think that it's really tough to find a seat. A lot of people go here, so it's just always really busy. And Toy Story Land in general, it's very crowded and – if you're going in the summer months, it's very hot.
Well, I'm glad that they opened the barbecue place there in Toy Story Land because that gives you a place to sit indoors to eat.
Yeah.
Because at some points, more times than not, it's very humid and hot in Florida.
Right.
And I just don't want to eat outside.
No, that's true.
You know, so that's definitely a con on this one. I wish they had some sort of like ABC commissary type setup where you could eat inside or outside if you want to.
And be as immersive. Like you're almost eating in the ride of like the Toy Story Mania ride. That would be awesome.
I think that's what the Woody's Rodeo Barbecue does.
No, I know. Just bummer because like I just want quick service.
I just want a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, I just want to eat this little cookie and have some fun and be immersed in the story but not...
Sweat to death.
Yeah, and struggle to find like a table or a... You know, those stand-up booths or whatever. Just, it's too much work.
Definitely.
But I still love it, and it made it on my number four.
It's because it's good.
It's great.
It's really awkward, but it's good.
Right. And it, oh, speaking of Instagrammable, although, you know, the kids said they actually didn't really like this. They could skip the raspberry lunchbox tart. They said that it looks like a Pop-Tart. That's what their brain says, but it tastes more like a cookie. And specifically, they said it tastes like their grandmother's cookies.
Well, that's not fun.
Their brain gets, it's like, you ever seen those cakes that are made into stuff? So like a cake that looks like a cheeseburger and like tricks your brain.
Yeah.
It's like that, they said to them. So they can't figure out whether they really like it or not.
Well, speaking of tricking your brain, if you are going to go to Hollywood Studios, you know, there's two rides in Hollywood Studios, which we're going to talk to you about in a second, called Millennium Falcon and Rise of the Resistance and Star Tours, that some people get a little nauseous on.
Especially when going through your day and eating the way I like to eat.
Right. So if you do get a little bit nauseous with these screen attractions, you may want to check out the Relief Band.
My absolute favorite, you guys.
It's this band that goes around your arm. It gives out this little vibration on your wrist, and it helps ease the nausea.
It is the number one FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband. It's literally clinically proven to relieve and prevent nausea and vomiting. You won't see me in the parks or on a plane, rather, without one.
You know what else they put on here that I didn't read till just now?
What's that?
They got an A+ from the Better Business Bureau with over 100,000 satisfied customers. And I think we've sent at least 10,000.
I really hope so, because I am a strong supporter of the Relief Band. It works. It helps me. I can't enjoy my day without it, and I'm just so grateful for it, because I really probably wouldn't be able to do what I do in the parks without it.
We're going on a cruise in September, and our friend Dan said that his brother gets really seasick in the car and on the cruise, and he used it on the cruise, and it was totally fine.
Yeah.
So if you want to get one for yourself, go to ReliefBand, R-E-L-I-E-F, band.com. Use the code UTM for 20% off plus free shipping. All for you. The Unlocking the Magic listener. Again, reliefband.com. Use promo code UTM for 20% off. Back to the show.
Number three, waffle bowls of beef brisket bowls. They have pork as well at Fairfax Fair. And this is along Sunset Boulevard.
See, when they ask me, can I have a waffle bowl? And they say beef or brisket, I just say yes.
A bit of both.
They say no. I asked you which one. I know, but I said yes. Just put it all in there.
They have barbecued beef brisket bowls topped with pickled jalapenos, onions, bacon, corn chips, house-made queso sauce, and mashed potatoes. Oh my gosh, I'm so hungry right now. In a waffle bowl. They also do chicken bowls and pork belly bowls. They have plant-based bowls. I'm so hungry right now. I would say this one is definitely fun. It's a unique, I think, theme park food item.
I agree. I'm looking at the Korean barbecue pork belly bowl. Man, I want all of this. It's hard to pick and choose.
It is. And you have to like pace your day, right? Because yeah. You don't want to get too stuffed and not really taste the food you're buying and eating. You really want to enjoy it. So I always struggle with that. But I would say this one is definitely something that is a must try. I think the pros, it's fun. The prices aren't too high, depending on how you look at it. For Disney, high. Well, when you look at the bowls, it's almost $15. But when you see them and you realize like the ingredients they put on them, it kind of offsets, I think, that price. But I would say the only con is that I always forget it's there.
It is in a secluded place where it's
not really. It's right on Sunset Boulevard. I mean, you walk right by it.
The problem is we go down that area. Generally, we tend to go down that area first.
Yeah.
And we're not super hungry at that point in time. True. And then by the time you head over to where Star Tours is or, you know, the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular, I want the Korean barbecue pork belly bowl, but I don't want to walk all the way over there.
True. I know. It's can be.
They need an in-park Uber.
They really do.
Can I DoorDash that over to? I'm at the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular. Can you DoorDash me the Korean barbecue pork belly bowl? I'm in row 3, section 2.
Blue shirt.
Blue shirt. I'm standing up trying to get picked to be in the show.
I would love that. I think that is amazing.
Imagine you're in the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular show, and all of a sudden, like, you're in the middle, right?
Yeah.
And then someone's like, excuse me, pardon me, excuse me. And you look over, and it's a DoorDash delivery driver trying to deliver food to somebody?
I think that would be amazing.
That would be
hilarious.
I want to
do it just for fun. Like, can I just be somebody's personal DoorDasher just for fun?
I might set that up as a business.
Right?
Like, I'm just going to go to the park and be like, you know what? Go on this website, wherever you want if you want me to pick some food up from this location and deliver it somewhere else, I'll do it.
Right? Because even in an attraction, you're in line. They let you eat and drink until you get to a certain point. There's trash barrels usually right before the main area.
That's my next business idea.
I think that's brilliant, Bruce.
In park DoorDash delivery.
We got to think of a name, though.
Unlocking the delivery.
There you go. Get that.
Hold on. I got to get that domain before someone else steals it.
Let's go. I love it here again. It's just something that is unique to, I think, a theme park. It's not something you see regularly, I think, in a park. And if you could just remember that it's there, it's great. I highly suggest looking at park maps, good old-fashioned park maps. Those will really help you understand your bearings. I know you can have an app on your phone and all that, but sometimes you just don't want to be on your phone. And it's just, I like the good old paper maps that you can hold, and you can see in real time and understand where you are. And then maybe you can coordinate your day and go about your day that way and remember all these things exist. I think we skip it sometimes too because that eerie hotel seems to pull us in every time and we can't see anything else, just the spooky Tower of Terror hotel.
Huh?
Yeah.
What? I'm going to be honest with you. I was just on ChatGPT trying to come up with a business plan for my in-park delivery.
Nice.
What number are we on?
Number 2.
Oh, all right. Number 2. Unlocking the delivery. Coming to a theme park near you.
Docking Bay 7. Hungry travelers can fuel up on galactic grub at this local Black Spire eatery. Here you can choose from a variety of dishes prepared with ingredients from across the galaxy. Now, let me say, that sold me right then and there.
I'm in.
That's number 2 because guess what? Awesome theming, super immersive. It's inside a spacious hangar and it's rustic and you're surrounded by these like crumbling walls of old marketplace and the food's pretty good.
I like it.
That's a bonus, right?
Yeah, definitely. The food has to be good because the theming in the world could be awesome. Like sci-fi dining theater. Some people say the food isn't that great, but I think it's good enough to make it worth a visit.
Yeah, I would agree that it's not great, but I would say it's definitely worth the visit. My burger
was great when I went.
Like, it was great?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to mess up a burger, isn't it? Like, if the burger's not dry,
that's
it's hard to mess it up.
That's true. Like, there's nothing worse than a dry hockey puck burger.
No, that's terrible.
Yeah, I think I got that. I think I got that at Magic Kingdom once, and I just, sometimes I look at burgers differently when I go to some of these places.
You got...
It was Pecos Bills.
You got. Well,
listen, if you want to know,
that's your fault. Who orders a burger at Pecos Bills?
I don't know what I was thinking, but yeah, it wasn't
good. I feel like
that's
your own fault.
It probably was.
Like,
or just an off day, and we talk about that because we've had experiences that we thought were not great, and we think, what's all this hype? Why is everybody talking about this particular item? But it just happens to be. Listen, everybody's human. The cast members that are cooking food. You might have an off day. I mean, we talk about my mom who makes hit or miss desserts for us.
Yeah, but we also talk about setting yourself up for success.
True.
Right? Like sometimes in life, you have to set yourself up. Like there is luck. And luck is a thing. But you have to set yourself up to get the best luck. And when you order a burger at Pecos Bills, you're already putting yourself behind the eight ball to have a great experience there.
True. It's so, like, yeah.
Don't, you know, look at the menu and you probably ordered the burger there and in the kitchen they were like, wow, somebody ordered the burger.
Ring a bell.
Yeah. Get that thing out of the freezer. Somebody actually ordered it.
I really feel like it was like right from a freezer that day. It was bad.
That's definitely what happened.
I feel, well, I could have zhuzhed it up with toppings, but I didn't, which was my own fault too.
See, a second mistake.
I know. I was lazy. So I guess that's what you get, right? So.
Back to Docking Bay 7.
Okay, so here you can get so many things. There's smoked pork ribs. There's, this is so fun to say, the hot chicken tip yip.
What?
It's hot chicken tip yip. It's grilled chicken glazed in a spicy chipotle sauce with rice and served with sweet corn and deliciousness. But here you'll find our kids love poke bowls. That's like being a big thing lately. With raw tuna in this bowl with pickled mushrooms and herbs and crispy garlic. It's delicious. I would say the con here, prices, not the best, but they overcompensate that with the theming, and I think somebody's going to pay for all that theming, right?
So. Yeah, I guess that's true. Sometimes when you go to these restaurants, you have to take that into consideration. Like, the more elaborate it is, it's going to be more expensive.
Yeah. So I think that's why it would be on our number two list, because the number one is something that many people might think should have been reversed. But I think all in all, this number one is just like a mainstay. It's something that we often get, and it's like a must do, easy. And this is just the Ronto wraps at Ronto Roasters.
And this is something that you can split too, because it's easy to cut them in half and just you take half, I take half, or get a couple different ones.
Can't believe you just said that.
Well, it's not ice cream.
That's true. But you don't normally share anything, so
I don't. What? You're right.
At Ronto Roasters, it's a favorite stop for crews prepping for their next mission. So there's theming all over this place. I think the pros is that the wraps themselves are huge. They're delicious. I think prices are okay. Like, it doesn't break the bank.
No, it's $12.99 for a Ronto wrap as of the recording of this.
And it's a good size. Like, if you have younger kids, like teens or tweens, definitely shareable. Like, it's not something that you need to get a whole one just for each of you. So I think that's where it becomes really affordable for the five of us. And it's an immersive setting. I really love it. There's things I wish I would change, but I love the immersiveness. I love the pit master that's turning the mechanical spit. I just wish that I could, like, just sit there and watch him do that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wish there was tables all around it.
Yeah, this one is a little bit harder to get seating to, though.
I would say that would be my con, and I was struggling with this because it made it to my number one, but I don't love how when you go here sometimes you order and then you can't really find seating. And there's seating sometimes outside available, but you're in the heat. That's the only con. I wish it was a little bit more indoors and yeah, there was more seating. I guess that's what I would wish.
The good thing about Galaxy's Edge, though, is there's a lot of nooks and crannies and walls that you can kind of just sit on and find some place to go. So, yeah, you may not find what we would call a table, but you're in the Black Spire Outpost.
I mean, right?
You gotta improvise.
You gotta improvise and do your thing. But
I feel like it'd be almost cooler to hunker down in a corner somewhere and pretend you really are avoiding the stormtroopers eating your Ronto wrap.
Pretend I really am.
That's true. I am too, actually. I don't want them talking to
they're
me.
They're a little big. They're intense when they walk around.
Seeing Kylo Ren just walk by you while you're trying to. I just hope he doesn't steal my Ronto wrap.
That is also true.
Like, please let me just keep this.
I like it here. We get refreshing drinks and we just hang. Again, I just wish it was indoors so it's more. I'm always looking, for some reason, in Hollywood Studios, I'm always looking to cool down.
It's funny you say that, because I was just thinking about that. There's two places when you go to Disney that are always hot. Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios. For some reason, every time we go to Hollywood Studios, it's the hottest day of our trip.
Always. It's just bizarre because it's just our luck, I guess. But Toy Story Land, especially, there's not a lot of shade. So when you're there, it's just kind of hard to, I would say, enjoy yourself sometimes, depending on, you know, how you handle the heat. And I mean, even Galaxy's Edge, but I like your idea of, like, finding a nook and cranny. Well, the kids would say that's when you go into Rise of the Resistance and you just cool down.
You sneak your Ronto wrap there?
No, you don't sneak anything, but you cool down in the queue and there's stuff to look at and you beat the heat that way.
But you can sneak almonds in there.
No one's sneaking anything, but yes, you can snack your way
through. You're not listening. I'm sneaking almonds in my pocket. That's where they go, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
So is it really considered sneaking almonds on an attraction if I put the almonds in my pocket?
No, because they're closed and sealed, so you're fine.
Well, they're not closed and sealed.
Okay.
But they're in my pocket.
Perfect.
Okay, so there you go.
Well, nobody wants brews with low blood sugar anyway. That's true. So I'm a big supporter of it lately because I know what happens when you get the hangries. And it's not pleasant and, awkward.
Listen, I'm barely pleasant when I'm full.
Exactly.
You don't want to see me when I'm not full.
You said it. There you go. All right. I know we talked, this episode is all about quick service. But I have to talk about a couple of the sit-down dining restaurants. I just want to pull a would you rather in there.
All right.
Because this is, you know, so all about food today. So would you rather, right? Yeah. We talked about Primetime Cafe, Sci-Fi Dine and Theater. Now there is the Roundup Rodeo. Barbecue. There's just so many places. What would you rather, if you had to choose one restaurant for sit down, would you rather the Roundup Rodeo Barbecue or now the sci-fi dining theater. You can't do both. So which one are you choosing?
All right. Well, in all transparency, I haven't been to the Roundup Rodeo Barbecue. I've only experienced it through content.
Right.
You know, Dan's been there. He took a lot of video for us. He showed us what it was like inside of there. So that's my only real experience. And with that being said, between what I've seen in the menu itself, I think I'm going to stick with my sci-fi dining theater.
You're going to stick with your good old classic sci-fi dining theater, even though you've been 100 million times.
Yeah, I'm not a huge, I'm not like barbecue isn't my favorite food option.
Okay.
So I don't know if I would even choose.
Would you, you'd be afraid of high expectations too?
I think I would be. That's, and you know, the thing. I've seen a lot of video on it and I've seen the details and it looks cool. And I think it's something that we probably will try at some point. But if you're saying, all right, Bruce, you have an option to go here or sci-fi dine-in theater, I think I'm going to go with the old good and faithful.
There's only so much time in a park day. I noticed that like when we go to Hollywood Studios, it's usually a 9 to 8 park day. And there's only so much time you have. So it's hard to just, it's hard to do two dining day. You know, usually just one sit down for the day. And yeah,
I've seen video too of it in. There's something about the sci-fi dining theater that I just like the quiet calmness of it.
Again, back to the air conditioning. It's like a sensory break. It's
everything. I don't need all that going on around me. I don't need Andy coming out to see things and me having to do things. I don't want anything to do with that.
Sometimes you just need that break away from everybody too. Like the sci-fi, none of us talk because you can't. You can't talk while you're in the car.
I mean, you can, but it's not. It's, you just don't. It's just.
You're in a movie. You shouldn't talk. It's like, it's not appropriate. So you kind of.
Oh, it's not?
No, you should. I mean, you can whisper and go over like what, you know, who's getting the fried pickles, me. but I like it because you sometimes you just need that break, kind of brings you back, especially if you find that you're being like feeling cranky. Like, and I've had times where I've felt cranky and it kind of resets my brain.
You've only had times where you feel cranky?
Just a few. No. Not, that's all I'm going to admit to.
Maybe this will be an experience that we'll go into the Roundup Barbecue and we'll have, you know, like we'll go in there and be like, you know what, we didn't really come here, but now we did it and it's amazing.
Yeah.
You never know.
Low expectations.
But, you know, maybe I'll go there and I'll be pleasantly surprised.
I think it's hard for us to break away from our true favorites. I think that's what has happened throughout the years with even just recording this podcast is that we have our must-dos, and it's really hard for us to try new things because we don't want to be let down, or I literally sometimes can't go a day at Hollywood Studios without the sci-fi dining theater. Like, I feel like I've missed something.
Yeah, you got to check out new things, though. You got to experience, you got to force yourself to experience new things.
And I talk about that, too. It's like, that's how you, it's good for you to make new memories that way. Like, it's good to.
Well, you know how you do that.
What's that?
You book with Unlocking the Magic Travel.
That's right.
We can book you some new memories.
We can do that, and I'm so excited. Thank you so much for all of you that have supported the team with us, and really we hope that you continue to enjoy working with us at Unlocking the Magic Travel. We have an amazing team. I am just so grateful for every single one of our incredible agents. They all believe in the philosophy of Unlocking the Magic, the philosophy of this show. Everything happens in the if you carve some time and enjoy and appreciate the little things. So thank you so much. You can head over to unlockingthemagictravel.com. We're actually in the works of creating a new enhanced website coming
soon.
Yeah,
it's going to be a lot more information. I'm excited to get the new website out. Probably won't be out when this episode launches, but definitely soon, unlockingthemagictravel.com. It's going to help you learn what we do. We help you book. It doesn't cost you any money, first of all. It's free to you. Disney Cruise Line, Disneyland, Disney World, obviously Universal. And there's a whole bunch of other destinations that you can check out for the first time, or maybe you are a frequent traveler on other cruise lines. We can help you with all that.
And by the way, we have an Adventures by Disney coming up, which I'm really excited about.
I forgot about that.
I'm trying to like calm myself down because it's not for a whole nother year. It's going to be in April of 2024. And I know that's a long ways away, but it's so much fun to have a countdown and just piece away like things that you're excited to go see and do. And I absolutely love going over to Disneyland. And this is going to be an adventure, I think, that is going to be an adventure of a lifetime.
We got the dates finally. So we talked about this, I think, on a podcast episode not too long ago, but April 4th through the 7th. It's called Southern California Adventure. It's an escape. So the Adventures by Disney has week-long vacations, and then they have these escapes that are shorter. And that's what we're doing. We're going to Disneyland, the Disney Archives, Walt Disney Studio in Burbank. We're going to eat at Walt's favorite restaurant. I think we have 5 or 6 spots left.
Yes.
If you want to join us. The thing about these Disney California Adventure escapes is that they only can fit 40 people.
Yeah, it's very exclusive, and it's going to be super fun, and I think it's just going to be an amazing trip. So if you think you're interested, if it's something that you want to try, reach out to us. We'll definitely link you up and get you started with more details.
Yeah, you go to unlockingthemagic.com/ABD, and then you can see what information we have about that. It's going to be fun. I'm excited about doing that. This may be the first and only one I ever do. Or it may be the start of something we always do.
Start of something new. Isn't there a song about that?
Is there?
I think so.
This could be the one and only time we ever do this. So if you want to get in on the experience for the one and only time we do this, this may be the chance for you.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. We hope you continue to like it. And thank you again for all your support.
Yeah, message us on Instagram. I want to know what your favorite place is. Like, what's something that you eat in Hollywood Studios that you go to every single time? Like, what's the best thing that you found to eat at Hollywood Studios? And you're like, you know what? I got to tell Bruce and Connie about this.
I would love to hear it.
Yeah, I would love to too. Well, I'd love to read it. Message us on Instagram, Unlocking the Magic Podcast on Instagram. Follow us there. And then also send us your favorite top pick of food items in Hollywood Studios. Is that going to do it?
That's it.
All right, we'll see you next time, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.